Well, it's time to talk about the upcoming high school football season in Plymouth County here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. We are starting our preview series by chatting at Kingsley Pearson Football. The head coach of the Panthers is Travis Newman as his team gets ready to start the season a week before everybody else. They play on Friday, August 21st at home. Coach, first of all, that also means that you were able to start practice a week earlier than normally would. How has this kind of new schedule of practice, how's it all gone as you guys are adapting to it?
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. I appreciate you giving the call. It's been a little bit of an adjustment. Obviously, the week before we started practice was dead week across the state, so no interaction, nothing able to do with the kids. So it definitely was an adjustment, I think, for the kids to jump right into it day one on Monday. And there's no camp. There's none of that, say, acclimation period that you typically get that first week after the dead week to get acclimated to your helmets, to the weather, things like that. So I really think a big part of it was our off-season lifting program. We were able to get a lot of different things done over the summer to really help make sure that we were ready to go here that opening day of practice.
Let's dive into some of your personnel. Just looking initially, obviously the glaring losses that you have, quarterback, running back, top receivers, they're all graduated and off to better things past their high school life. What are some ways you've been trying to fill those roles as you get ready for your first game?
Yeah, we did lose a really good group of guys last year, majority of them being skill guys, but we also lost a guy that was on our offensive and defensive lines. So those are definitely all guys that are going to be greatly missed. We definitely had to find ways to replace them. I think one of the big positives that we had last year was that we used a lot of different guys. I think, if I remember right, we had about 23 to 24 guys that we were rotating in at different times that got, say, valuable varsity experience. So with that always comes the growing pains from last season, but I do think that those will pay dividends this year, and we've seen it so far in practice. We're never going to be able to fully replace those guys, but I do think that those guys helped bring some of our young guys along to know what they had to do when they had to step into those roles and replace them this year.
Of course, a lot of folks will pay attention to specifically the quarterback position just because it's the one that touches the ball most often. And most of the time, if I look back, it looks like Eli Schrader did have a little bit of playing time for you last year. He's obviously back as a sophomore. Is he someone that is currently maybe leading the way as potentially your starter at quarterback, or is that still a little bit up in the air?
Yeah, I would say nothing ever is a guarantee, right? But he's definitely been having a great offseason for us, a great first few weeks. Honestly, we have some different packages and things that I think will benefit us that the quarterback could have a couple different guys that go behind center this year. But I do think that we are in a good spot. I do think that we have some good options, and I think that come week one, it'll be a really good test to see which guys are able to rise to the occasion.
Don't want to go too deep into the weeds there offensively, but just how have the guys adapted to, and quarterback or line or whoever is playing offensively, how have they adapted to some of those different packages that you seem to be implementing here at this point in the season?
Good. Obviously, when you have to bring in new people and have some new looks, it definitely can have its initial growing pains, but I think our team, we do a lot of time getting in just a little bit extra film work here or there or whiteboard stuff just so that we can really prepare ourselves so that when we go out to practice, we're executing, we're doing the things we need to do, and then just continuing to keep open lines of communication. What is, what isn't working? What are you seeing? What are you struggling with? I think that's been a big part for all our guys, and that's really helped us to continue to rise each day and get 1% better.
On the other side of the ball, Coach, defensively, what's stood out? I know, obviously, you play a really good team, a couple of really good teams late in the season, and they kind of ran up the score a little bit there late. But what kind of improvements are you looking to make defensively come this new season?
Yeah, eight-man football. Whenever you play it, there's definitely opportunities for scores to get a little bit crazy. It's just kind of the name of the game at times. It's an open field. There's a lot of great athletes that play eight-man football, and if you can get them out in space, they're going to have a lot of successes. But overall, I think our defense, we bring back a lot of guys that contributed for us. Obviously, we lose a few different guys that were at the top of our depth charts and very invaluable to us, but I think that we have a lot of young guys that got good experience. It was their first varsity opportunities last year, and I think they've been able to step up. I mean, I think we have a couple different packages that we're going to be able to work based on what type of offense we're going to be going up against. We got some bigger guys that last year they were freshmen. They had to be thrown into the fire a little bit without getting any more, say, build up to that. So I think that's going to benefit us this year. They're another year developed, another year experienced, and I think that'll pay dividends for us.
You've highlighted the fact that you do have some younger guys that are, working hard and trying to get ready to go for a new varsity season and hopefully some improved roles. Who are some guys that have just kind of stood out to you that should be, catching people's attention here once the ball is snapped for real on Friday next week?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different guys. Obviously, Wyatt Clayton has come back. He'll be a great asset for us on both sides of the ball. Darius Rasmussen, he played a little bit on each side of the ball. Didn't get, say, as many touches as what we were hoping to get him offensively last year, but I think he's going to be a big contributor for us. The nice thing is we return two out of our three offensive linemen, and we had a couple guys that were right there ready to go. So I think, like, Major Panagua has a really good opportunity to step in and be a big-time contributor for us on the offensive line. Daxton Kurtz is going to have to replace a big hole and be in Tyler Cook, but I think that he's a great asset for us. He got a lot of experience last year, and I think that that'll pay dividends for us this year as well.
On the line, we're chatting, of course, with Travis Newman, the head coach of Kingsley Pearson football. Offensively and defensively, when you can bring back those guys on the line that are so good, that really sets you up for success, I think. What have you seen as maybe a way that your front unit, offensively or defensively, has taken a step up, knowing that they have that experience coming back?
Yeah, I mean, last year we had a couple guys that basically our whole offensive line was replaced for last year, right? So it's an adjustment in general. I thought we left a little bit to be desired physicality-wise last year at times from our offensive line. I thought there was some growing pains that came with that, some adjustments that came. Obviously, when you play a team like Bishop Garrigan and you're outsized across the line, it really makes you have to look in the mirror and say, hey, how do I become more physical? How do I find a way to initiate contact instead of just basically absorbing it and kind of rolling over? So I think that's been a big piece for us this year. Physicality is going to be the name of the game, and that's what we are really driving home and working on these couple weeks so that we can prepare ourselves for those more physical opportunities and make sure that we are in a position where we can match or come really close to matching physicality-wise, because then the rest of the game can take care of itself.
You mentioned the Bishop Garrigan games coming up, of course, in a couple of weeks. Coon Rapids Bayard is your first game coming up next Friday. Both of those at home. Both of those teams were playoff teams last year. And, of course, we know Garrigan is a regular participant at the Unidome. So, Coach, just looking ahead, two tough games right out of the get-go. Like you said, you're going to be thrown into the fire. What do you guys need to do to be able to respond to that tough start that you guys are going to have?
I think we have to keep the simple things simple. I think we have to just focus on what we need to execute, make sure that we're paying attention to the details. I think we have a really solid game plan, a solid core of guys that we feel comfortable with going into battle with, and now it's just a matter of, hey, you got to trust the guy next to you is going to do what he needs to do. And then if everybody does their assignment, I think we'll be in position to have a lot of successes. But at the end of the day, each guy has to make sure that he takes care of himself, and allows for the guy next to him to make sure he's taking care of it.
I'm looking forward to a great season. It's going to be fun following with you guys and seeing how things go in your district, which is so competitive, of course. Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Looking forward to chatting soon again.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. Go Panthers.
Absolutely. Travis Newman, head coach Kingsley Pearson football. They start next Friday against Coon Rapids Bayard. Stay tuned for more previews coming up right here on KLEM.